This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
4:34, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. I want to remind you, tomorrow our good friend Congressman Rob Whitman is going to be dropping by. I always look forward to chatting with him. And you need to be focused on some of the weather we're dealing with. This is Tropical Storm Debbie. Some of it is rolling in as we speak in certain parts of the area. The rest of it is coming in this evening, and it's going to be with us. It's going to be with us through the night, through all day tomorrow, through most of the day on Friday. So please make sure you're close. I have to take a moment here. I just learned that Roxanne Gilmore has passed away. Roxanne Gilmore, the beloved wife of former Governor Jim Gilmore. And I just want to offer my condolences to the Gilmore family. They're good people. On the loss of their wife and their mom, Roxanne, who was also a marvelous woman, a great, great credit to our Commonwealth. And if you are so inclined, please keep Governor Gilmore and his family in your thoughts and prayers as they deal with this. It's a difficult thing for any of us to have to deal with. We are looking at our presidential candidates, but we're also looking at these vice presidential candidates. Now, I would love to hear something from Kamala Harris, our not ready for primetime vice president, but as you know, she hasn't really spoken to anybody in 17 days where they could ask a question. She's delivered some very, very heavily scripted talks, and it still didn't make much sense, but she wound up picking Governor Tim Walz of Minnesota. And the way that they're positioning him, just so I want you to be very clear on this, the way they're positioning him is, oh, gosh, geez, he's just an aw shucks sort of a guy. You know, he's just fuzzy. And let me tell you something. He is a hardcore socialist, a far left-wing radical, who has said, your kids don't belong to you. Your kids belong to the state. It is dangerous for each and every one of us. Tim Head is the executive director over the Faith and Freedom Coalition. They are looking at this, I know, and I wanted Tim to come on and offer some insight and some perspective on it. Tim, I appreciate you being here.
Well, thanks so much for having me, and for I think we could have a pretty sober-minded conversation, but still point out exactly where it looks like the Harris Walls ticket is headed. You know, they're going to try to paint this thing as kinder and gentler. You know.
Yep. Well, they're doing that with him as we speak, right? He's just an aw shucks sort of a guy. He's just like your friendly neighbor, and he was a high school coach and all this other stuff. They're leaving the stolen valor out of it. They're leaving the ridiculous moves with menstrual products in the boys' room. I mean, there's just so much there. So, Tim, I'm gonna ask you. I mean, grab onto it. Let us know what we need to know about this guy.
Well, you know, I think one of the maybe kind of calling cards that's probably going to emerge over the next, you know, 3 or 4 weeks here is he had a quote a few months ago. Well, this is several months ago that one man's socialism is another man's neighborliness.
That's right.
And I think that's a probably a pretty decent kind of caricature of exactly where he's coming from. That basically most of the policy positions that he's going to be he and Kamala Harris are going to be talking about is going to be kind of like lipstick on socialism.
Yeah.
And I think the sooner that we kind of just all come to terms with, you know, you can call it whatever you want, but this is the state interjecting into private lives more and more and more and more and more.
What about interjecting into the private lives of parents and their children? And from my reading of it, tilting everything in favor of the state to take those kids away and do things.
That's a great place to start. You know, I mean, unfortunately, you're in the Commonwealth. You saw this in 2020, and that's part of the reason why you have a different governor, you know, right now. But went through very similar exercise in Minnesota under Governor Walz's tenure there. I think probably the most pronounced one is, a lot of parents have kids that go through, that go to high school and get dual credit classes, dual credits for classes that they take in high school, but you can get college credit for it. If you're going to a private religious school in Minnesota and you have to sign a statement of faith, like a conduct statement, mm-hmm. To go to that school, you can't get college credit for classes that you took at that that school, even if they're math classes, English classes. Wow. Very practical things, just because you took those classes at a Christian school or a Catholic school instead of in the state of Minnesota school.
It's outrageous. And again, as you point out, Tim, we're not necessarily talking about theology classes or divinity classes, where I would disagree, but I'm sure somebody could make an argument. But you're talking, as you say, it's math class. It's English comp. It's composition 101, for goodness sakes. But because it is provided by a...
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Religious institution. Tim Walz says, nope, can't get anything.
Can't get anything. And you know, you always have to keep in mind that, you know, the kind of the MO, the modus operandi of folks doing this is to kind of turn the heat up on the dial. So anytime you see a heat, the temperature start to tick up, you know, 2 or 3 degrees, know that the goal isn't 2 or 3 degrees. The goal is boiling water. Yeah. And when you see them dealing with a school like this, you know that that's not the end game.
That's exactly right. Tim Head is joining us. He's the executive director over at the Faith and Freedom Coalition. We're talking a little bit about this Minnesota Governor Tim Walz. You know, he came in, Tim, with a $19 billion budget surplus. He spent every penny of that, and then he turned around and raised taxes in Minnesota by $10 billion. To put it mildly, he is not a good steward of the public's money.
Well, you know, this reminds me, I guess, of the Margaret Thatcher quote. You know, the main problem with socialism is that eventually you run out of everybody else's money.
Exactly.
And this is like a clinical, you know, case study of exactly that.
Yeah.
One of the lesser known but becoming more known expenditures is state funding for sex change therapy.
Yes.
And sex and kind of hormonal treatment for minors. And by the way, schools in Minnesota do not have, matter of fact, they're prohibited from telling parents if a child comes into the school and says, hey, I want to, you know, I'm kind of identity issues, I want to change. School cannot tell the parent. And so, you know, this is a ball of yarn that's going to take a little while to unpack, but I don't think this is the direction most Americans are looking for.
Tim, this is what we're seeing from places like Minnesota. California has exactly the same law now. And it is a message to those of us who are parents, hey, butt out, mind your own business. You pointed out here in our Commonwealth, we did have somebody running for governor who said, basically, leave it to us. You know, kids are not your responsibility as parents, and we will do what we want to do. And you're right. We have Governor Glenn Youngkin in no small part in the executive mansion because people said to Terry McAuliffe, that is absolutely outrageous. And Tim, it wasn't just so-called conservatives. It wasn't just so-called Republicans. I mean, these were just moms and dads going, whoa, wait a minute, you got to dial this garbage back.
Well, that's right. And so the reality, I think, on a lot of these things is, yet again, whenever the left is accusing someone else of being, quote unquote, extreme, yep. What they're trying to do is just blame shift. And frequently that's an indication of exactly where they're headed. So, yep. You know, I mean, great other examples, even on abortion, you know, very controversial issue. But across the country, overwhelming polling that people do not think that it's appropriate to have abortion all the way up to birth, like the day of birth. And but Minnesota under Governor Walz's administration, and there have even been some recorded incidents of slightly after birth. And so, I mean, these are really tragic. This should not be ideological. These are human stories. These are tragedies.
That's right. There's also the issue in Minnesota about the boys competing against girls. I mean, some of us are watching the Olympics, and we may very well have seen the boxing match where you've got a guy beating up a gal. I mean, it's just absolutely outrageous. But Tim Walz in Minnesota says, oh, yeah, every boy ought to be able to play on the girls' team. What the heck? Why not?
Well, and you know, I mean, there's layers even to the Olympic, you know, case that you're alluding to. I mean, this is not only is it certainly is physically dangerous, and in that case was damaging, broke her nose in pretty right. complex ways.
Yep.
She went on to say, I've never actually had a punch hit, land that hard. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's not even purely just kind of about sort of the accomplishment of the, you know, receiving, a gold medal or whatever the case. We're talking about actual scholarship opportunities, you know, for high school students. Eventually, this will come to an end. But we're trying to get this nonsense to kind of work through the American, you know, psychosocial process a lot faster than it currently is, because there's damage being done.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. Tim, I want you to let everybody know where they can learn more about Faith and Freedom Coalition. Tim Head is the executive director. And Tim, if you don't mind, can you pass along that website?
Yeah, of course. So we're just at ffcoalition.com. That's ffcoalition.com.
All right. Tim, I appreciate you being here. We're certainly going to get you back, talk about some more of these issues as we get closer and closer to the start of voting. That is Tim Head, the executive director over at Faith and Freedom Coalition. There's a whole slew of stuff. There's a congressman, by the way, out of Minnesota, Pete Stauber. I can't tell you that I am overly familiar with him. However, I can tell you that he has sent out a message on X, almost said tweet, but he sent out a message on X that explains in painful detail all about Tim Walz's record. So here's what I'm going to do. I don't know if you're following me on X as of yet, but please head on over to X. Follow Jeff Katz Show. Follow Jeff Katz Show on X. You can follow The Jeff Katz Show on Facebook. And I will get that sent out again so that you can see it. I mean, it is point by point. This Walz character is a danger, and he is a liar. It's 445. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRBA.